Welcome, everyone, to Journals of a Healer, Unleash Your Hidden Genius. And genius is the magic word, because there are times in the history of the world that we have a few amazing geniuses, and they're maybe 30, 50 years ahead of their time, and it takes the earth a long time to catch up. But we believe that as we free our imaginations and free our talents to reach higher and to expand and to do the best we can, this cycle will somewhat narrow. Today's guest was highly influenced and inspired by Nikola Tesla, by Poiret and Hieronymus, and many of those geniuses, like of which we were just speaking. And I'd love to interview him and find out what it's all about and how he has taken these inspirations of the great geniuses and brought them forward into our world. Say hello to Tom Palisado.
Hi, Mary, and a good day to you. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, it's wonderful that we have a chance to share this with people. How did you first become attracted to these wonderful geniuses?
Well, you cited the main individual, which was Nikola Tesla. Nikola Tesla was a great electrical engineer. Many people are familiar with his name by now. I studied Tesla at a young age, and I became enthralled with what Tesla was doing. And in many ways, Tesla was the necessary inspiration for me. So I, in some way, wanted to model my scientific career after Nikola Tesla. And today, in some small measure, I would hope that I could say that I am trying to do him justice. Tesla was just an incredible mind. I don't think anybody has ever approached his genius. I hope to make his work better known, and that's the purpose of my research. I'm working with scalar energy, which Nikola Tesla worked on the latter part of his life. And again, in some fashion, I hope to continue on with his legacy.
This is so exciting, and I am just thrilled that you are here and you're doing this work. This is totally amazing to me.
It is.
Because I have for many years I have known of Tesla and longed to reach out, you know, to find out who in the world would take up his mantle and work with him, with his work further on what he's been doing.
Yes, and that day has come. We are going to see incredible technological advances in this world. We are about to apply with what Tesla had laid the foundation for over 100 years ago. We are about to set into motion the theories, the work, the incredible discoveries of Nikola Tesla. I think the world is now ready to accept this next step, this next level. We're about to take this to the next level.
That's incredible. When did you first begin to be aware of all of the possibilities of working with his inspiration, his innovations?
I'm 54 years of age. I would say as a youngster, when I was a teenager, when I read about Tesla and I understood what he had accomplished, I knew that Tesla was working with a different type of energy. The accomplishments, the discoveries, the advances that Nikola Tesla was able to achieve could not have been attributed to the electromagnetic spectrum. So I knew at a young age that there was two energies, electricity is indeed a valid form of energy. We work with it every day. But my contention is there's another type of energy. I call it scalar energy. Some people call it zero-point energy, or some might say it's longitudinal energy. All of those are synonyms for scalar energy. I work with scalar energy, and as far as I'm concerned, Tesla essentially introduced scalar energy to mankind, but we never got it. It just went over everybody's head. People did not realize that Tesla was introducing another type of energy, and Tesla was so far advanced, even to this day, we're just starting to understand the brilliance of this man and the foundation for essentially a new society that Tesla and a few other researchers have laid.
So, how can this scalar energy be applied to our daily lives and to our world economy? I'm just seeing something huge possibilities
here. Sure. As we well realize, energy is fundamental. Energy allows us to have fundamental control over nature. That's the nature of energy, the nature of light. Well, scalar energy does indeed allow us to have control over nature. Now, one of the processes that I have developed and perfected, Mary, I am able to use scalar energy instruments to break apart germs, to actually disassemble the molecular structure of viruses, fungi, bacteria, protozoan. Now, I do this routinely. It's become just a matter of fact, if you will. It's commonplace. I can easily break apart a virus. I can easily break apart a bacterium. So immediately, what does that mean? Well, we have fundamental control over germs, over pathogens. And if you can control a germ, then you can eradicate it. You can remove it from the human body. Well, I've been very successful in eradicating, removing pathogens such as the herpes virus or Mycobacterium tuberculosis, which causes TB, or other types of fungi and bacteria and viruses. Scalar energy puts us in the driver's seat. Scalar energy allows us to control a germ. We can easily break apart and eradicate any germ with scalar energy. Well, what does that mean? Essentially, in the future, we will recognize that scalar energy has opened the door for us to either prevent or cure pathogenic disease. Now, that's disease obviously caused by microbes, by pathogens. It's phenomenal what we can do with it.
Well, what about cancer and what about AIDS?
I have been able to successfully disassemble, break apart the HIV virus. So I believe the process that I have developed will open the door for people who are suffering from, who are HIV positive or are suffering from AIDS. Secondly, I believe scalar energy someday will be used to correct a mutation. Now, I cannot do that as of today, but I believe scalar energy is an intelligent energy that will allow us to reprogram the human genome, to reprogram our genetic code, and in so doing, we will be able to correct either the addition, deletion, or substitution of a base pair. So what I'm saying in a nutshell is eventually scalar energy will allow us to either prevent or cure cancer. So these are just some of the things that we're looking at. Again, it's an energy that's intelligent. Scalar energy allows us to control physical matter. And in so doing, we can control what? Our bodies. Our bodies are made out of, obviously, physical matter. And in so doing, we can promote human health in so doing. Well, this is just the beginning. If I can accomplish this as one individual, my contention is the world eventually will catch up to what I'm doing, and we will see great advances with scalar energy, with many people cognizant of this energy and many people being able to work with it on a daily, ongoing basis.
That's amazing.
Yes,
disassembling germs and disassembling viruses is a pretty incredible concept. I'm just wondering about reassembling. I mean, when you leave a vacuum, what happens? When you remove the how do you tell between the bad guys and the good guys? I mean, the bad bacteria and the good bacteria.
Sure. Well, when I'm working with my scalar energy instrument, I'm actually able to target, to pinpoint a pathogen. Actually, the way I do that in practice is I have a photograph of a germ. I have a photograph of a pathogen. And in so doing, yes, by introducing a photograph of a germ inside my instrument, then I'm able to control that germ. I'm able to recognize, identify that germ, and then control it by disassembling that germ. So everything that I do, Mary, is of an objective nature. That is, I use photographs, which are sources of light. I use photographs of germs in order to identify germs. And then my instrument picks up the energy of that germ, that pathogen, and will broadcast it into the human body. So everything that I do, once again, is by way of light recognition. There's no subjectivity here. Well, it's my understanding that scalar energy.
This is no mysterious waves going through, and you don't know where they're coming from, and don't know what they're going to do. This is pure science.
Exactly. It's a controlled operation. There's nothing left to chance. It is a controlled operation on account of the fact that, yes, I'm working with fundamental energy, and then I can tell that energy, I can tell scalar energy precisely what I want it to do. So there's nothing left to, again, guesswork. There's no fudge factor here, if you will. Everything is of a light recognition pattern. My work is with light, and I use light in recognition to identify germs, pathogens, and in so doing, I'm able then to break apart, to disassemble the molecular structure. Now, how does that work? Well, everything has a geometry. Everything has an atomic and a molecular structure. Well, I've discovered that scalar energy can disassemble, can bring into a state of chaos any type of atomic or molecular structure. So what I'm saying is scalar energy can easily, readily, change, transmute, or bring into chaos the geometry of any germ, of any pathogen. If you can disassemble the geometry of a germ, that germ then is reduced into elements, such as carbon and nitrogen and phosphorus and iron, etc. So you're taking a microbe, a germ, and you're breaking it down into the elements of the periodic table. It's an instantaneous process. It happens instantly. It's painless. It's not a chemical reaction. It's a light reaction. And hence, you have the best of both worlds. You're able to eradicate a germ, and in so doing, nobody will feel any pain or discomfort. Why? It's not a chemical process. There is no per se die-off. You're working with the light.
It's not invasive in
correct.
Any way.
You're working with exactly. You're working with light. There's nothing invasive about this.
Wow. And are you the only one who knows about this? Are you the only one who has access to this ability?
As far as I know, I'm the only one in the world who's working along these lines. I don't know anyone else who's developed this process and understands germ eradication to the point that I do. I wish other people would take note of what I'm doing, but I don't think I have any contemporary right now achieving the results that I am.
And how do you publish this? How do you make it accessible to people who need it so badly?
I have a website. I offer my services on a website. I offer 30-day treatments on my website. And that's really the only means right now that I have to promulgate my work. Sadly, Mary, no university, no scientific body has taken any interest in what I'm doing. I'm working alone now. There is really no groundswell of support from academia at the present moment. People like what I'm doing, and I'm getting phenomenal results amongst people, But academia, the world of academia, has not paid attention to what I'm doing. Or if they have, they're ignoring my results.
Well, you know, that's historic. I'm sorry to say that the people who are in charge always hate the people who come in and can do things that they can't do. And don't think
Mary?
That they don't know. If you look at my
Mary, it's Paula. Mary, this is...
There was no point in studying science anymore because everything that couldn't be invented was invented.
Mary, this is Paula, your producer. You're sounding a little distant, like in an echo. Can you move closer to your phone? Now you're fine.
Yeah.
So continue.
Okay.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you, okay? So try to keep it as steady as you can, all right?
Okay, sure.
Thank you. All righty.
So
what we have, Mary, is
resistance to brilliant new innovations is historic. I mean, I'm sorry, but how can we and our audience, and how can anyone help to get this out for you?
Please, I need help. Please, my website is selfhealgo.com. Please visit the website. If you have an interest after reading the articles on my website, send me an email. I will respond to you. I will correspond with you. What I need is essentially a group of people, a core group of people who are interested in promoting scalar energy. Obviously, I cannot do this alone, Mary. So whatever help I could muster from people, I would welcome that. What I want to do, quite frankly, is to improve our lives. That's the purpose of my research. My research is to improve the welfare of mankind. I want to give glory to God and to help the human race. It's as simple as that. So if you share those goals, please contact me. In some fashion, I have to get this information out there. What am I saying? I have an easy method in which I can break apart the HIV virus. Hence, I can bring relief to people who are suffering from HIV infection. I have an easy, routine, simple method with scalar energy, which I...
Are you talking about a permanent cure?
Yes. I can break apart viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Once these germs are broken apart, they no longer exist. Hence, I've changed the geometry permanently. The germ no longer exists. If a germ no longer exists, then it cannot infect a person. Hence, that's a permanent solution.
It can't reproduce.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Exactly. Thank you. So I have developed this technology. I know it will benefit millions of people around the world, but I'm not getting the response that I would expect. I mean, I'm not bashful about this. I have the means to break apart germs. I can deconstruct the molecular integrity of viruses, bacteria, and fungi.
Uh-huh.
Well, I need
fungi.
Help. I need help in promoting this.
Well, I really would like to see hundreds of people rushing in to support you and to spread this news, because my goodness, I mean, here we've been slaves to antibiotics, which have terrible side effects. And then you get medication to take care of the side effects, and then that medication causes further side effects, and it just goes on. And I mean, here you are down the rabbit hole. I mean, and I lived personally on antibiotics for 30 years, simply because I had a broken nose that grew back wrong, and I had a deviated septum on one side and a what one doctor called a hell of a spur on the other side. So I could be next to someone for 5 minutes who was smoking, and I would wind up with an acute infection, which turned into bronchitis. Hmm. So I had bronchitis at least once a month for almost 30 years.
I could have helped you.
And it wasn't until I made up my mind to take responsibility for my own health that I began to pull out of that mm-hmm. devastating cycle. And I'm not alone. I see maybe 8 out of 10 of the people I encounter on a daily basis are in that kind of a situation. So we need you.
Thank you. Well, I'm willing. I'm willing to share this technology with anybody. That's the purpose of this radio broadcast. I want
yes.
to disseminate this information. I thank you, Mary, for being bold and for helping me. It doesn't make sense if I'm the only person in the world who's developed technology that can break apart viruses, bacteria, and fungi.
Uh-huh.
It just doesn't make any sense that I'm the only person in the world that understands this. I would expect others to really follow suit and either try to duplicate what I have achieved, or at least to show some interest.
Uh-huh.
Again, academia has not paid any interest to what I'm doing. None whatsoever.
Well, we have to take this to the people, because we're talking about the status quo, as opposed to the moral value and the desperate need of civilized people everywhere.
Right.
I mean, we've been suffering from these things. I mean, I think they've even got live viruses from the days of the Egyptian dynasties, and Lord knows what went on in China, you know. But here we are, and these they outnumber us the billions and billions to one, you know, and we need someone, a knight in shining armor, to go out and fight those tiny microscopic enemies that are preventing us from doing the things that we really came here to do.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Thank you. So hopefully with this broadcast, and with, again, a groundswell of support, picture this, people. I work alone, not by design, but because nobody has shown any interest in my work. Well, I should be working with dozens of universities. I'm not. I should have attracted the attention of scientific people in the scientific community. I have not. Nobody is offered to work with me. Nobody has shown any interest to that extent except the people. Just as you said,
uh-huh.
Mary, you hit the nail on the head. The people are interested. Why? Well, the people don't feel threatened by this. Apparently, the establishment does feel threatened by this.
That's right. You're in the same situation that so many brilliant people have been in throughout history, and here you are, and what. The fortunate thing that you have that other people before you did not have is communication.
Exactly. Thank you. Tesla did not have the internet. We do. If Tesla would have had the internet, the people would have supported him. Well,
oh,
in his
goodness.
Day, Tesla had as his enemies, the Rockefellers and J.P. Morgan were his enemies, and they worked against him. They worked against him.
Sure.
Why? Well, they wanted to hold on to the monopolies. They wanted to hold on to their money.
Exactly.
To the detriment of the people.
And the tenured professors want to hold on to their superior status, too. Don't forget that.
That's correct. So, sadly, there are some people who are timid out there, and they're not going to step forward. Well, it's very insightful of you, Mary.
Who is it that has made real changes in the world are the Mavericks. That's who have changed us, because the other people the establishment wants to keep the status quo. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. Thank you, Mary. Thank you. But we will overcome. Again, it's the people that will rise up. The people will lead, not the leaders. The leaders will follow the people, and that's the way it usually is. Let's call it for what it is. The people will want to see the benefits of scalar energy. Scalar energy will offer to the world a new way of energy generation. Eventually, scalar energy will replace fossil fuels. Well, many people will embrace that. Obviously, the people who are entrenched in fossil fuels and the production and the distribution of fossil fuels will not want this. But a new day is coming, and that day will be ruled by scalar energy. Scalar energy will serve to liberate mankind.
Well, you know, this is another thing that I have been concerned about for years, is that as we extract these fossil fuels from the earth, we are leaving holes in the earth that were never there before. And here we suddenly have a honeycomb earth that is not as strong as it used to be. So what happens to us? So what you are saying, where really does this energy come from that you use the scalar energy? Since it's not fossil fuel.
It's from the stars.
It's not wood that you burn. It's not water or air power. Where does it come from?
Scalar energy originates from the stars of our universe. Our sun, our sun of the solar system, the stars of the universe are the points of origin. So scalar energy is the pure life force energy of the universe. There's no pollution with scalar energy. There's no pollution whatsoever. Why? Because light is non-physical.
From the stars to creation.
Yes, precisely. You cannot have pollution with scalar energy. It is not a physical object. There is no chemical process with scalar energy. It's light. It's non-physical.
It's renewable energy.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Correctly. So we have an infinite supply of energy. This is what Nikola Tesla saw. Tesla would frequently stare at the sun, and he understood the mechanism behind the sun. Our sun of our solar system is powered by scalar energy. There is no fusion. There are no nuclear reactions inside our sun. Our sun is a scalar energy instrument. Our sun propagates scalar energy. Scalar energy powers the sun. Well, imagine that. If we can create scalar energy instruments, they will be like our sun. They will be sun-like instruments. We will have this infinite supply of energy. I'm going to repeat that, Mary. Scalar energy is an infinite supply of energy. Well, on account of the fact that it is non-physical, it cannot pollute. You have to have something that's of a chemical nature to cause perhaps a pollutant. It is non-physical. Hence, scalar energy cannot pollute. It's friendly. Well, how do we know that? Well, it has to be. If the starlight and sunlight that we receive every moment of our lives was unfriendly, was harmful, we could not survive. So this energy is beneficial. It is life-supporting. As a matter of fact, without scalar energy, life could not exist. So we have an infinite supply of energy that's perfectly clean, that cannot pollute, that is the very essence of our life. That is the very essence of our survival.
This is absolutely phenomenal.
Yes, it is.
So, what kind of equipment do you need for this?
I have developed scalar energy instruments that serve to control scalar energy. I have not only developed instruments, but I can control it. I can broadcast it, so I can easily take this energy.
Wait a minute.
And
did you say you can podcast it?
Broadcast it. I can broadcast it.
I
can propagate this energy anywhere in the universe, if you will. That's my sophistication. Now, that's how far I've taken scalar energy research.
Can you control it like a laser does for light?
Yes. Yes. I can pinpoint this energy.
Is that the kind of approach that we're talking about?
Well, let me use this analogy. If a satellite can beam an image to millions of radios and TVs and cell phones. Then compare my scalar energy instrument to that of a satellite that can send energy signals to millions of people and objects in the world.
Simultaneously?
Simultaneously.
I mean, for example, could you take it, could you send it to Sierra Leone, to all of the people who are suffering from Ebola?
Yes, yes. And I have been doing that. I've been treating people in Sierra Leone for Ebola infection. People have been submitting photographs to me. The way I treat people is by way of their photograph. All I need is a photograph of a person. If I take a photograph of a person and place it inside my scalar energy instrument, my instrument will broadcast energy to that person, to that person's physical body, no matter where they are at.
Is there any possibility that you could take a photograph of a hospital and send the energy to the whole hospital?
Yes, I could send the energy to the hospital, but the people inside will not be treated because you actually have to have a photograph of the person. So in order to effectively treat a person, you have to have a photograph of that person.
Interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting. Does it work at all in physical energy in injuries?
One of the processes that I've developed with scalar energy, I'm able to assemble nutrients. Scalar energy allows me to actually assemble the molecular structure of a vitamin, an antioxidant, a phytochemical.
Okay.
Well, when I do that, yes, many people experience an improvement in their health. Why? I am fortifying the body. I am providing the nutrients, the essential nutrients people need for both mental and physical health. So, yes, many of the people that I've worked with have reported an improvement in their actual physical constitution, their skeletal structure, or their muscle system, their musculature has improved by virtue of the fact that I can assemble nutrients with scalar energy. Imagine that. Scalar energy allows me to assemble a vitamin inside the human body.
Wow. Yeah. Assemble a vitamin inside the human body. That is incredible.
Yes, it is.
It's amazing. In England, there are people who call it a black box, and they broadcast nutrients and all that kind of thing. But this has been, I think it was outlawed a long time ago. I don't know. I knew someone who was thrown in jail for doing it.
Well, it's the establishment is intimidated by this. This is a new business paradigm for them. It's a new technology that will serve to make obsolete existing technology. Well, for whatever pretense they might come up with, the powers that be don't want that. They want to protect their money. They want to protect their power. And even though this technology, scalar energy technology, will improve everybody's lifestyle in the world, it's the selfish design of the few. It's the elite that does not want to be in any way upset by any new technology.
To make waves.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, here we are, and it looks as if you're sitting on a gold mine, and you don't know how to get worker bees to help you get the information out.
That day is coming, Mary. There are worker bees out there. It's just simply a matter of time before I reach those people. These are people who want to help mankind. These are people who really have a heart for mankind and who want to do what is right. People who are not selfish and people who want to see humankind flourish. And they're out there, and I'm very positive that these people will come forward. Some of them already have. But it's not enough. I need hundreds of thousands. I need millions of people to get on the bandwagon. That day is coming.
Good.
good. Well, this is tremendous. As you look toward the future, how do you see this changing the structure of our society? Which I'm just seeing that this huge changes are going to happen because of this.
Yes, they are. Thank you. Let's imagine, people. Imagine you're living 200 years ago, and there's no electricity. Electricity is just a theory. Imagine what it was like living without electricity. And now, obviously, look at our modern-day world. It's 2015. Yeah. Look what electricity has done to change our lifestyle, to make things easier, to make life more palatable, to make life more enjoyable. Well, look at the change that electricity has brought about. My contention is this. Scalar energy, once it is used on a broad scale basis, will have a more profound effect than that of electricity. I'm going to repeat that.
I see that.
Scalar energy, once it is incorporated around the world, will have a more significant impact on mankind than electricity has.
Mm-hmm. And what do you see as your role in this?
I'm going to introduce scalar energy to mankind. That's my role. And once mankind picks up on that, mankind can take over from there. I have to introduce, this is a divine energy. I'm going to introduce this divine energy to mankind. And once people get it, they won't need any more introduction. They will embrace it, and the people will demand scalar energy.
Tom, is this something that can be patented?
Yes, it can, but I am not going to patent this. I don't trust a government patent office. As far as I'm concerned, a government patent office is a good way to lose control over the technology. A government patent office would invariably share this information with other parties against their so-called protocol. I don't trust a government patent office.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, once again, it's the people who will do this. I'm not going to depend upon a patent. I'm not going to put my trust in the government, certainly.
We need a proliferation of knowledge, of the expanding and opening new possibilities to what mankind can experience.
That's correct.
As normal.
That's correct.
Because I don't think what we're doing right now is normal at all.
No, we're really in the dark ages as far as energy generation. We haven't advanced in the past 100 years. Nikola Tesla introduced us to the electrical age, and with a few modifications here and there, we really haven't made any advancement since Nikola Tesla. So we need a new way of power generation. You could look at the recent debacle in the oil markets, how oil is now trending downwards and how oil has lost its value on the international markets. That's a precarious way of living. And it doesn't ensure anybody's happiness or long-term benefit. So we need a new way of energy generation, and scalar energy as an infinite supply of energy will be the new way of energy generation.
Yeah, I hear you. And can you see this energy applied to anything other than health?
I would say scalar energy has thousands upon thousands of applications. I've concentrated specifically on human health because I want to prove that this works. And it does. I have thousands upon thousands of testimonials. I have to prove this first, Mary.
Get anybody's attention more than killing a germ.
I would agree with you. I think eventually this year, once people realize that we can break apart the HIV virus and do so with light, without complications, as you said, in a non-invasive fashion, once people realize we can break apart the HIV virus, it should be just a matter of of introducing it finally to the world, and all of mankind will take note.
Right. Okay. Well, if you take those two, Ebola and HIV, and you will have to get people's attention.
And we can, as of today, we can easily break apart the Ebola virus. We can easily break apart the HIV virus. Now, with that said, it's a matter of the people to finally take a good look in my research, to duplicate my results. And once they do, and once they see the good fruit, the good results, it's a matter of time. It's a fait accompli.
Good. Good. So, as we're kind of edging down toward the end of the show, we have about 10 minutes here, I guess. I wonder if you could please give people your ways to get in touch with you, the ways to learn about this amazing energy source that you play with and work with and pray over every day.
I think the best way is to visit my website. I have a website open to the public, obviously, selfhealgo.com. Visit my website. You can read articles that I have penned regarding scalar energy and my research with scalar energy and the results therefrom. And if that resonates with you, by all means, you can either sign up for treatments or if you first want to write a letter to me, an email to me, by all means, write me a letter, and I will answer. And in so doing, we can enter into some type of correspondence.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. If you could stand on a platform and speak to the world, what would you say?
Scalar energy is a friendly energy. Scalar energy will serve to liberate mankind. Scalar energy will do the work for us that we presently are doing now manually. I don't want to see people slave. Why not have scalar energy be our slave, our servant? That's the whole point here. I am trying to find a way to liberate mankind. And I think in part, scalar energy will be that way to liberate mankind. We will no longer have to labor the way we're laboring now. Scalar energy will reduce our work week. Scalar energy will be the tool, will be our servant. That day is coming. So I ask everybody to embrace this.
Uh-huh. Open up your minds and your hearts and let it in, huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
My goodness. So, do you see any negative experience in the whole time you've worked? Have you ever
never
had a negative reaction?
Never, never. Why? On account of the fact that scalar energy is sunlight. It's the same energy as sunlight, and it's not a chemical. Now, if you walk outside or even indoors, you're always experiencing this scalar energy from the sun, from the stars. This energy is necessary for life. Without scalar energy from the sun and the stars, we could not survive. There would be no biological life. This is the beauty of what I'm doing. There's no chemical reaction because scalar energy is light. It's non-physical. It's not a chemical. Hence, there's no die-off. There's no toxicity involved with this. It's pure energy with no pollutant, with no polluting agent whatsoever.
Hmm. That's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. So, what can I say? I'm just totally stunned and I'm just thrilled that I'm giving, I'm offering you a platform to at least speak.
And thank you, Mary.
I feel your heart, and I understand the work and the hard effort and the compilation in the extraction of other people's work that was required in getting here. And this is amazing. So I don't know. I'm not at the point now where I'm saying I want to go out and shout and tell people how exciting this is and what an incredible thing is waiting for them if they will just accept it and they will just make use of it. You do have to live and you have to survive. So I presume you charge for you charge you say you have a 1 month of working with someone.
Yes, that's correct. Yes. I treat people on a 30-day rotation, yes, and I do charge for that, and that's really the best way that I can not only raise awareness but fund my research. Again, there's no private research dollars for me. If that day comes, people will take an interest, and I will achieve funding, financing, and the money's come forward. Great, I could use them right away. But that's not been the case. That's just not been the case.
Okay. So we need to somehow broadcast this information and reach out to the world. And to help you do that, we've been joined to link arms and think about this and see if we can get anything going here.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you. Well, you're part of the victory team. We're going to continue on with what Tesla has started. If people really understood the advances that Tesla had achieved, and had we used Nikola Tesla's his inventions and his discoveries, the world would be so much more at ease. The world would be in a perfected state. We would be living almost in a utopia today. Well, that wasn't the case. J.P. Morgan and the Rockefellers worked against Tesla. And these demonic people brought about the demise of much of Tesla's work and his dedication to mankind. Well, today it's a different world. And people understand the potential here, and they can see the benefits. And once the world embraces that, and once the world demands scalar energy, and it will, the world will demand this, it's just a matter of time. If I can invent instruments that control scalar energy, and I can control this energy in a routine fashion, well, that shows that it is indeed a real science. This is tenable. This is doable. This is very much a process that can be repeated, and it will be in the future.
Mhm. And if it's replicable, if you can do the same thing over and over and over, sooner or later, there's going to have to be recognition of some kind.
Yeah, exactly. And I thank you for this platform because this is helping me to get the word out. I need more people like you who are bold and courageous, Mary, who'll step forward.
Well, thank you. I hope I'm bold and courageous. I want as much good to flourish in this world as possible, and I want good people to be happy together and to share and to bring, well, I always say love and light to the world. This is what we're all about here, is love and light. And that's the way, actually, that's the way I sign off this program every week.
Yes.
So, we usually end with a little guided meditation. Are you
Are you up for that, Tom?
Yes, by all means. Sure, please.
Okay.
Please, by the way, any prayer is a broadcast of scalar energy. Every time you pray, you're broadcasting scalar energy.
Of course. And that's what I work with as a healer.
Beautiful.
What I do is I open my crown chakra and I reach out to the center of the universe and draw into me creative force and the healing energy of the universe. And I let it mingle with my own energy and then flow through me into the person that I'm working with. That's what I do as a healer and have been doing for, well, longer than you've been alive, my friend. So, and that's the truth. So, let's just close our eyes and just tense your body as tight as you make your whole body a fist until you feel yourself trembling and then collapse like a rag doll, which is the easiest and best way I know to relax the body and let all of the tensions go. And then begin to open to the beauty and the positive energy and flow that is there for us. But just as electricity, if we don't know it's there, we can't use it. So we are commanding that it come to us and flow in and just begin to float on the breath as if you're surfing. And as you inhale, just float right that breath in, floating in through the layers of consciousness, floating deeper into the beautiful peace, loving place, the safe place where nothing can possibly go wrong and nothing can happen. It isn't perfect. And just absorb it and just fill yourself just very greedily. Just feed from that. Just feel yourself being replenished, recharged, revitalized. And now very gently float back into so-called normal consciousness. Stretch a little bit. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Take a deep breath. And open your eyes. I want to thank you so much for the gift of your presence and for the gift of all of the hard work that you've done throughout the decades. And
you're welcome.
To our audience, love and light.